RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Coming soon, the all-new Sportage. For more, log on to kia.com.
7:37, Darren Frehill is here. Great day at the Aviva yesterday. For Pats fans anyway, Darren.
Yes, I hope the Bowes man in your life, Audrey, isn't too disappointed this morning. I was kind of hoping he'd be on this morning.
A cruel way to end a match.
St. Patrick's Athletic fans are pretty happy this morning. They beat Bohemians in a penalty shootout in the Extra.ie FAI Cup. The game itself finished 1-1 after extra time. Pats winning the shootout 4-3. And the first time they've won the Cup since 2014. Have to be honest, cagey enough 90 minutes, but then it just seemed to take off in extra time and real drama. A couple of big goals either side of half-time in that one. An absolutely brilliant individual goal for Pats just before half-time in that extra time period. To be honest with you, it was nearly worthy of winning the Cup final, I think. Brilliant goal, individual goal by Chris Forrester, breaking the deadlock. But then Rory Feely powered in a header just at the start of the second half, just when Pats thought they had a big advantage. So went to penalties, and in the end, Pats holding their nerve and winning it. Stephen O'Donnell is the Pats coach, and he's been speaking with Adrian Eames.
I'm just delighted to be on the right side of it. It's fine margins. Obviously, you'd have sympathy for Bowes in regards. I've won and lost on penalties as a player, so I know the feeling both ends. So delighted to be on the right side of it, and we're going to enjoy tonight.
Yeah. And in terms of the match itself, because for long stretches, Pats were dominant. How do you view and how do you reflect on the 90 minutes and the extra time?
Yeah, I thought we had better control of the game probably, but Bohemians are a type of team in an instant. They're such good attacking players and such dynamic players that could go and score, which we saw, transitions and turnovers. They were very threatening, but I thought we had better probably control of the game on the whole. But like that, you know, it took a great save from Feet at the last minute of extra time probably to make it go to penalties.
And Chris Forrester's goal had you in the driving seat just before the end of the first period of extra time, and obviously Bowes struck back. Did you get perhaps that sinking feeling, oh gosh, here we go, when Bowes levelled?
Not really. It was pity Chris as well. It deserved to be a winner, you know. It was one of the great goals at FAI Cup final football, you know. Not many players that have ever played in the league are capable of doing that, those type of things. And brilliant for Chris. So he didn't deserve then to miss the penalty and maybe be on the losing side. So I knew going at half time of extra time, I didn't think we had the game won by any stretch of the imagination. I knew there would be sort of a couple of worrying moments. Obviously, it was a setback conceding right after half time, but we played out the rest of the half, and then penalties, we had practiced them over the last week or 10 days because over recent times, phenomenal the amount of FAI Cup finals that have gone extra time and penalties.
Yeah, he's right, you know. That was the seventh final in the last 8 years that went to extra time, the third that went to a penalty shootout. Well done to Pats. More on the big match a little bit later on. Chelsea and Manchester United played out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League. Manchester City beat West Ham 2-1. Leicester 4-2 winners at home to Watford. Brentford overcame Everton by a goal to nil. It ended Celtic 2, Aberdeen 1 in the Scottish Premiership. Rangers overcame Livingston by 3-1. Now, it still remains unclear when the Munster rugby squad will be able to return to Ireland after a member of their travelling party tested positive for COVID in South Africa. Their match against the Bulls, due to take place over the weekend, postponed after the discovery of this new variant down there. The squad remain at their team hotel in Cape Town. Elsewhere in basketball, the Irish men lost to Austria in their Eurobasket pre-qualifier. A great win last week, but in the second match going down to Austria, who are much higher ranked than them in the world rankings. But another step along the ladder of progress for their coach, Mark Heenan.
This is still a learning curve for us now back at this level. You know, we got the great win on Thursday night, and Austria have shown that that's another step up level, really, for us. So I don't think the scoreline maybe fully justifies, you know, our competitiveness at times in the game. But look, that's the reality of it. Look, if you'd asked me maybe before the window, coming away with a 1-1 record, I probably said, yeah, I'll take that. So happy and disappointed at the same time.
In Gaelic games, the Bars beat Clonakilty in the Cork Club football final. Lochmore Castellani made it a Tipperary double. They added the hurling title to the football championship they won last weekend. John McGrath converting an injury time free to win it. And we'll hear from the McGrath clan later. But let's get some reaction from Clonakilty winning manager Paul O'Keefe.
Oh, that was that's been our season. We don't do it easy. I kind of lost for words. At least I'll be able to sleep tonight anyway. That's the main thing, you know. It was a tremendous game, and fair play to Clan. You know, look, they've been improving all year, and like, look, we've beaten them, I think, 3 times in the last maybe year or so. And I was worrying in my head going into the game, look, that, you know, that 4th time they'd bring something extra, and they did, to be fair. And look, it's a hard way to lose by a point, you know, but what a fantastic game for us. It was brilliant.
Yeah, well done to them. Ballygunner overcame Ballye in the Munster Club Hurling Championship. Kilmacud Crokes got the better of Raharney in the Leinster football competition. Honeysuckle maintained her unbeaten record with a brilliant win in the BarwinRacing.com Hatton's Grace Hurdle. Another win for trainer Henry de Bromhead and jockey Rachel Blackmore. Rachel has been speaking to Brenda McArdle.
Yeah, she's incredible. She really is. You know, I don't know what to say about her anymore, but like, she really is just unbelievable. You know, it was a kind of a messy race, but yeah, she just produces the goods every day.
How was it messy? Just
we went a real good gallop, and Stormy Allen kind of came back to us. I kind of committed her plenty soon. Yeah, it was just a little bit messy in that sense, but look, she always delivers.
Were you nervous before getting the leg up on her or going down to the start, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, look, you know, there's a fantastic crowd of people here today, and I'm sure there's plenty of them came to see her, and you know, you're hoping that you know, not let everyone down, I suppose. And you know, Kenny Alexander is here as well, and it's great to have him here. And but look, she you know, if I can't have confidence in her, I wouldn't have confidence in anything.
Yeah, great horse, brilliant jockey as well. That is all your sport for now. Back